This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron number 601. Technically not the first of 600, but like the first one after 600. So some kind of milestone there.
Yeah, 601 technically comes after 600.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I've heard this.
Yeah. 601 is 600 plus one.
Oh, event. That's what it is. Okay, thank you. As you probably can tell by now.
If he was here, he'd have some pedantic math thing to throw at us in relation to what Jason just said.
That's absolutely true. And as Chris just said, Kilby is not here. He's on assignment this week, taking a week off. So I am your faithful host here in his stead. Sorry, everyone, in advance. But I'm still joined by the team. And if you're watching live, you're getting a surprise because we have on video even John DeLuna.
Oh, wow.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Feel the screen. Am I really here? Is this real life?
Are you Memorex?
Yeah, I've been on screen for like 2 years, something like that. I bet it's been like 2 years.
It's been a while.
Probably
longer than that. I don't think you've been on screen since I've been on the show, really.
Oh, no, seriously? Has.
Yeah, at least once or twice, right? I turned the camera on by accident at least a couple
times. The way his camera was angled, you could see the like staircase behind him.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And now it's much better because you can see all of his toys instead.
And Jeffrey the giraffe peering over his shoulder, which isn't creepy at all.
Nope.
Yeah, you know.
Not at all. Let's see. We also have, as usual, we have Headmaster Don. How you doing, Don?
Hello. And no, I don't want to update my Windows now. Thank you.
Okay. and we have Matt, a.k.a. Melva.
I had a notification, like, update your Windows now.
Yes. Okay. Matt, we have Matt. Not also duct taping his Windows, I guess.
Notifications to duct tape their Windows.
To update.
Diecast, do you want to exist in the world Don apparently lives in? Just think about that for a second.
Well, speaking of in his own world, we do in fact have Diecast on the show.
Hello, everyone.
And last but not least, only because that's the order in my screen, we have Chris.
It's my world and you are all just visiting.
And he's wearing orange, of course.
Yes.
Yeah,
last week I was wearing blue because it was an RFC shirt because it was episode 600, so I thought, you know, that'd be the... But I also have, like, six of these shirts, so it's easy to just, you know, keep them in rotation, basically perpetually.
So, basically, you're Billy Batson.
But, you know, more orange.
First of all, if you've been listening, you should be hearing some RFC dailies. So check out, make sure you have the podcast feed going, or the ALEXA skill. If you have a Echo device, if you will, and you can get, daily news updates or news whenever it happens updates, which so far this week, I think there's been news every day. He's off to a pretty good start. Did we get anything this week? I did. I found a Bumblebee.
Oh, the G1.
Yeah, the reissue. Okay.
Nice. I have yet to see any of those.
Yeah, is that, there was a discussion on Twitter. They're near toys. Mine was kind of closer to sporting goods. But there's
like a stacked base thing.
Yeah, exactly. They've got the reissues. They have the Cyberverse Prime with the trailer. A couple of actual has some Rescue Bot stuff too. So if you're not seeing
Rescue Bots Academy,
yeah. So if you're into toys and you're not seeing them, go look around either sporting goods or like automotive, something like that. You might see a base. They're basically.
I wonder if all stores got them or if it's like not every Walmart has them.
Well. If my store hasn't, that's a pretty good sign, especially considering the fact my store just restocked Wave 2 of Power of the Primes.
Wait, wasn't Wave 2 the one that was hard to find
with
the Dinobots?
Not anymore. Not a problem now. Apparently not. So, Purge of the Primes, everyone.
It's too late for Toys for Tots donations, but like, you know, there's probably locations around you that serve the needs of underprivileged children and other children at social risk or whatever, who will be happy to accept your donation of sealed new toys at any time of the year.
Especially
or hold them for next year.
Yeah.
You really have to.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. So yeah, that's pretty much covers what I got. Don, did you want to say something?
Oh, I was going to say, when I stopped by my Walmart to pick up a few things, they had a Bumblebee display back near Electronics that had that Optimus Prime Warrior class figure with the trailer.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was back there. But I looked in the dump bins when I saw BotBots, but I did not see any mini bots in any of the dump bins or anything. Thought maybe they'd been put there by mistake or something. And there was nothing on the peg hooks but Terracon Waves and Infernos.
Yeah, for the record, I had no BotBots at my store either. So I don't know what they're doing.
You might have been looking in the wrong place.
Could have been, yeah.
But I'll go because I don't have much.
Okay.
I picked up, all you know, it's sort of off topic, sort of isn't, but I saw Into the Spider Verse I saw Into the Spider Verse last week and thoroughly enjoyed it.
It's great.
I thought it was very good.
Yeah.
I thought it was terrible. Shut up, Diecast.
You like the Lego movie. What do you know?
No, the Lego movie's good too, but Diecast, you're just wrong.
Yeah, Into the Spider-Verse was great.
It was really good.
I haven't even seen the movie yet, and I know Diecast is wrong.
And thanks to the Toys R Us last week, you know, buy 50, get 10, buy 100, get 25 back. Toys R Us? I'm sorry, Target. We were talking about Toys R Us pre-show. I picked up the two-pack of Miles Morales and the Spider-Gwen figure.
Huh.
I picked up that. Because at the same time, I got Optimus. Wrong one. And
Primal Prime's a Toys R Us exclusive.
Yeah, yeah, was. And thanks to the coupon code and the power of Donanomics, I've got basically 50 in both of them. So
how much does that Marvel Legends 2-pack retail for?
40.
Okay, I should go back to Bargain Hunt and get the one they have for 25 then.
Yeah.
Yep. So I went ahead and, like I said, thanks to the coupon code and some Donanomics with the other figures I've already sold the other figures I bought. So I got 50 in Primal and Optimus Optimus in that 2-pack. Thanks to a group buy with some friends on Facebook, I got the Bumblebee set with the Dino cassettes. So I'm looking forward to finally opening up that and getting those cassettes and not paying, you know, $200 a piece for those cassettes. So there's that. And I also picked up, we talked about it in pre-show, I also picked up the Power Rangers Zeo Legacy Gold Staff. GameStop had them. It had one. It was $110. He said, oh, it's on clearance. For $55. So yeah, I picked up a Zeo Gold Staff for $55. But my big purchase of the week.
Well, real quick, Don, for next week, the three of you had better be able to hold one of those up next week. Especially if Brian's back.
Well, okay. See.
But Don has to embody heart because Chris and I don't have one.
Right.
Great, I'm Mati. All right, I can do
that. Yeah, no, so that's your homework for the coming week, Don.
Right. Tray of wisdom, tray of mind, tray of heart, whatever. Everyone knows, you know, I love Beast Wars. I do love Beast Wars. Transmetal 2 Megatron is not my favorite of the three figures, but the Perfect Effect Mega Dragon, that right there, I think, is a damn good-looking figure. I didn't have a lot of Donanomics with this, but I was able to get it for about $150 shipped. So that's about... that's about 25 or so less than retail. So I'm looking forward to this because I think it's just a really great representation. I do have the Fans Hobby Red Dragon version as well, which I thought would be good enough as my representation for this character. But as nice as it is, this is, you know, just, you know, yeah. So there's that. Other than that, that's it. That's all that I got this week.
Alrighty. Diecast, you can go.
All right. I just got one item.
Small, right? Small thing? Yeah. Small.
You saw it. If you follow me on Facebook at Diecast2, you'll probably already know what this is.
My God.
It's a Prime.
Man. That is the Llewellyn something.
It's the toddler.
It is.
Yeah. He did draw first blood. He cut my thumb as I was transforming him. There are some simplifications on it. Like the wheels don't slide up. He doesn't have the covers that come over and form the wheels. And actually in the instructions, they say leave the fuel tanks up on the side like this, but I prefer to have them hanging down on the side like MP10 usually does. Man, it's heavy. It is.
Well, Diecast, can you do any kind of size comparison with something more common? Just to be able, I've seen the reviews. I saw Ben's Collectibles reviews.
Well, the torso is as tall as Diecast's head, and we all know how big that is. This is
so basically, you have a studio Bumblebee. Oh, is that Masterpiece Bumblebee?
Oh my! Doesn't even pass his chin.
It barely reaches the ankle.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
Okay, now if that's Llewellyn's new scale, all the figure will be everything's to scale to that prime now.
I just need a Megatron, and then I'll be good.
Yeah, you say that.
Yeah, just wait until they knock off one of those third party Omega Supremes at the same scale,
or Fans Choice Phoenix.
Yeah.
So I would buy that.
Metroplex would have to go outside your house, right?
Metroplex would be the outside of the house.
I could probably ride it to work.
Well, he'd probably have to live in Metroplex after his wife threw him out of the house for buying the
Metroplex would just be like a really fancy Winnebago. Yeah.
My wife was like, because I was off yesterday because I still had more time from work I had to burn. And she came home and I'm playing with that in the living room and taking it out of the box and transforming it. And she's like, what store did you go to get that? And I was like, no, it came in the mail.
The correct answer would have been Big Lots because of how big it is.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, no, you should have said it drove itself here.
Stork delivered it.
Yeah. My new baby. Big stork. All right, let's see. Matt, did you get anything?
Absolutely nothing.
Awesome. Chris?
A couple things came in. So this is the one I can actually show on camera. This is Studio Series Dropkick, which Paladin sent me off of my wish list. Thank you, Paladin.
Nice.
I have not had a chance to open it yet, but I think last week or the week before, we were kind of talking about how small it looked in package, those of you who had seen it in person already. And based on what I was expecting from hearing that, it's actually not that tiny looking in there. It's certainly no Jazz.
Yeah,
like it's slim, but it does visually appear to fill out the packaging, I think, acceptably. Now, am I upset somebody else spent the $20 on this instead of me? No, not at all.
Nope.
But, you know,
well, plus, I would think sometimes, depending on the character, it's a lot less like a helicopter character should be thinner and a lot more lanky than
unless you're Blackout.
So, yeah, unless you're Blackout. So as long as maybe the toy kind of fits the way the character should be, it doesn't seem to be as bad. But it's like Jazz. That's the one problem is Jazz looks so good, and he might be in scale to the rest of the line, but he's like just.
I'm looking forward to getting that out of the box and messing with it. I was interested in the design from the first time we saw it, so it'll be fun to spend a little time with. The other thing I got was sent by our friend Barricade64, which is not going to really show well on camera because if I get it close enough to be in frame, it's going to be out of focus. This is a Mega Constructs Call of Duty figure. This is Specialist Battery, which comes with a grenade launcher.
Nice.
Also, a pleasant surprise, this is one of the few uses of the female type Mega Constructs figure body, which you can't at all tell unless you take the flak jacket off. So that was kind of cool that there's like nothing really calling that out, and it's not like evident from the package like with the compound bow having one Specialist Outrider. Where you can kind of tell in the package the silhouette's different. But I'm always happy to add more Mega Constructs figures to my collection, which, based on something Matt showed me the other day, may be something that's dwindling in the near future.
Yeah. I had a pre-order for the Heroes Wave 4, I believe it was, and I got a notice that it was canceled by the manufacturer.
Oh.
I'm hoping that just means that Mattel is not going to be releasing that in the manner it was solicited, And the stuff is going to be reshuffled into some different release format. Like, I'd be surprised if that stuff is just gone. Hopefully I'm right about that.
I hope so as well, because I was actually digging the little Masters of the Universe figures they were doing.
Yeah,
I know, right?
I did just find the most recent box of those, which had the Bender and the
Oh, that's series two, so that's not even the most recent one.
Oh, yeah. I found that series at Five Below.
Oh, good.
Hmm.
So
those are the ones my Walmart has had for like a year now. They have not gotten anything new.
But pick up a Tila if you see it, because that's like two per shipping case.
Yeah.
Well, they had like four or five of them, and I was like, I asked one of my friends if he needed any. He was like, no, I'm good. So I didn't pick any up. Yeah, I mean, there's
not really a lot of resale value on that now, but like, it's going to go back to the point where if you end up wanting one, it's going to be expensive to get on the secondary market. So it's for $5 or less, it's worth just grabbing one and putting it away just in case.
Yeah, which I thought five was expensive, because aren't they like $3 at Walmart or something?
No, $5 is the SRP.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And everyone needs a tiny Tila for their shelf.
I mean, sure. I've got one here that I found at Walmart like 2 weeks ago.
And I noticed those are like, the paint on those are really hit or miss. Like, you can get
Tila especially was bad for paint apps.
Oh, yeah.
Especially on the face. This one that I found actually was surprisingly good quality, which was even more of a bonus since it was the only one that was there. And the first two I found, which I did end up flipping for a profit, had fairly janky face paint, so I'm not too sad that I ended up having to wait and get one months later.
Yeah.
I kind of want to get another Beastman while they're still available too, because I don't want to take apart my custom security chief Beastman that I put together. Because I did already get a replacement Data to, because I had to use Data parts to get the yellow uniform.
Yes. Lieutenant Commander Beastman has to stay unaltered. Yes.
No, he's just Lieutenant Beastman.
Oh.
I have to keep an eye out for, there might be Beastman at my Walmart. I don't remember, but I'll keep an eye out just
in
case.
There probably still is.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. John, did you get anything?
I only got the two packs of the Siege Micromasters, so I got those this morning, haven't opened them, but man, it is hard paying $30 for that much toy.
Yeah. And just wait till you open them, because I sold my Autobot race car 2-pack on eBay because I was just so underwhelmed.
John, they're Micromasters. What were you expecting?
Well, yeah. Here's the thing. They're Micromasters, but the Autobot race car road handles was my favorite one from the Autobot race car patrol, because there was a certain amount of charm to them. Hey, Mickey said it best. They're not just small. They're unimpressive. And that pretty much was the way that I felt taking, you know, I'm giving the Autobot military team a pass, because that was my favorite Autobot set of Micromasters, and I really hope they do the other two. But the two Autobot race team members is just the legs kept popping off trying to transform them, and the gun mode was like, you are kidding me, really? I was just, save your receipt, John. Save your receipt.
Will do,
Don.
Will do.
Yeah, I mean, like, I got these because they had the sword mode.
Yeah, that's why.
You know, that's interesting-ish. It's a decent weapon mode. I'm not super impressed by the stacking two cars on top of each other thing the other ones are doing. I want to get that race car patrol, because I'm going to do the damn Micromaster wrestling thing at some point. That's happening. especially since having these, I've been able to determine they're exactly the same height as a Mega Constructs figure. So, like, that's perfect for a wrestling match. But I'm not in any hurry to actually get them. I ordered these off of Amazon because I caught them while they were at SRP, and they're short packed. So it seemed like, yes, if I'm going to go to some extraordinary effort to get any of these, I'll do it for these. But like, otherwise, I will wait till they're in store, and I'm just like desperate for a plastic fix.
Because I'll be honest, I feel like the weaponizers at $6 give you kind of a better value, because they're just as complicated in some degrees as the Micromasters, if not more steps. Plus, you can retroactively fit them with other people that need target masters. So, and the weapons mode don't look like crap because they're meant to be weapons, and it's not some third fake mode like Galvatron jet mode that's just tossed in there to make it look better.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. So
like Galvatron jet mode though.
Yeah.
Galvatron jet mode.
But
the toy.
Yeah. Still waiting to see a single Siege in store so I can actually decide if I'm going to pick any up. But so
I haven't seen any in store either. All the ones I've gotten have come from the internet.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Most people, it's probably like that way too. Yeah. All right. So as we mentioned last week, starting with episode 600, we won't necessarily be doing a This Week in History every week because there's not always something to talk about. And there wasn't anything really to talk about this week. Last year, Brian started prepping for the year-end show. There. Just like he's probably going to start doing tomorrow. Okay. Next Tuesday.
next Wednesday afternoon when he realizes that he hasn't done anything yet.
Well, I mean, you know, he will have the day off for Christmas, so that'll be a perfect time for him to just sit down and, like, focus on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
he might need that North Star to find his way home after he gets kicked out of the house.
We do, however, still have the big news, and this week, Transformers Siege Greenlight and Dazzler Strike have been revealed. So we're getting some more females in the line here. And
she's a combiner.
Combiners.
And
okay.
It's the combiner mold. Dawn, a couple of weeks ago, we were telling you why we would not get any more combiner limbs. And I was wrong. I am sorry.
Oh, no, we weren't wrong. We were not wrong because the reason I gave for not doing the combiner limbs in Siege was that as part of the mainline product, it wouldn't make sense. You have a toy that can't combine with anything else in the line. This is obviously not going to be a regular main retail release. This is going to be some kind of online exclusive or something.
Oh, yeah.
So they can do whatever the hell they want with that stuff. So okay. I was not wrong.
Yeah, it's just the fact that, okay, one, I don't know who this character is unless it's made up for
One of the Autobots. She was in the cartoon.
Yeah. Greenlight.
Oh, that's right.
There were two in the background that didn't get named in the cartoon. They were named Greenlight and Lancer.
Okay, because I thought maybe this was an IDW reference that I was not getting.
So we need Lancer now, and then we
right.
be complete. Yeah.
So we're getting this, which is great. This brings us a step closer to completing, you know, Alita One's all combiner team, which is nice, but. I still don't understand the whole thing with redesigning Chromia, who can't combine. And then
Chromia is part of the main line.
Yeah. Okay.
This is some kind of other price point thing that we don't know how we're going to get it yet.
Yeah. Cause it comes with a weaponizer too.
Yeah. It just seems this is all like they're doing it. Because we expect them to do a lot of recolors to get uses out of the molds, but then they create a whole new mold.
This is actually a retool as well. It's not just the head; the feet are different, the shins are different,
the forearms
and the torso are all vaguely different from the Moonracer.
Are you sure the forearms are different? Yeah. Did you confirm?
Greenlight does not have wrist hinges. The forearm and the hand are all one solid piece together.
We should get Eric on just to make sure those are the proper forearms.
I mean, we can have him come on at some point to tell us whether they match the source material accurately enough. But like, we can determine for ourselves that they are retooled pieces.
I'm sure he'll listen and he'll that's your assignment, Eric. You have to figure out if these are the correct.
No, he's not listening right now because he's on a date.
Ooh. Oh, yeah,
he's growing up.
But I have to say, I love the name Dazzlestrike. I think of Dazzler, of course, but
well, yeah.
I just love that name Dazzlestrike. It's it's so
wish 90s it was a little Marvel. Bit more redecoed from Lionizer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically just a different color green.
Instead. Yeah.
That's all right. I'm not buying this for Dazzlestrike. I'm buying it for the combiner limb.
Yeah.
Right. I assume yes.
So all we need is what, one more?
Yes.
Yep.
Which could be Lancer.
And with all the retooling, minor though it may be, that went into this, I imagine they didn't do that for just one release.
Well, yeah. Probably when they originally designed this mold, they had alternate parts layouts where they could swap out forearms, heads, torso. Are you sure the torso is retooled? Because it looked
ever so slightly. I compared it, the figure I have, to the images online, and there are just like two panel lines that are different.
Okay. I assume they designed this in such a way they could swap out individual components to make whatever different combinations of the same engineering compatible parts they want to. And we're just seeing more of those be put to use at one time here versus how Novastar just had a head swap from Moonracer. Like, this was probably all there from the start.
I kind of agree. And this is just another figure that kind of points me towards, and it, I feel like I'm beating a dead horse with it, but Power of the Primes was supposed to be longer, and something happened. I mean, it just, it's,
yeah.
They always say they say no. They say Power of the Primes was the length it was supposed to be, but I just don't buy it. There's so much to support that it was supposed to be a longer line.
At the same time, though, they do build in these options just in case opportunities come up so they can use the alternate parts. Going even as far back as like 2010, there's alternate heads for Voyager Lugnut that we never saw put to use. Reveal the Shield Jazz had the alternate head, which only came out on the BotCon toy. You know, the stuff exists. If they end up having an opportunity to put it out as a retail product, a lot of time that just doesn't happen. Combiner Wars Demolisher off of Onslaught is another example of that, where the tooling exists. Oh, actually, we can go even farther back than that, than Demolisher. Fall of Cybertron Grimlock has a Beast Wars Megatron robot head as an option, and that never materialized.
Oh, yeah.
Weren't they going to do something with that? Didn't we see a prototype of that, though?
Yeah, no, we saw a test shot. That's how we know it exists. Same with Demolisher, but it never went into production anywhere. It never came out as a product, even from Takara, which is kind of surprising because it seems like, you know, back then they would just grab whatever idea they could and, you know, run a limited edition or something off of it.
Yeah.
Okay. We also did get some other pretty big news here yesterday. IDW finally has given us some details on what we will be seeing in the new Transformers comics. Let's see. So it'll be, it's going to be before the war, actually. So yeah, I'm sure they'll,
boring.
Yeah, they'll get there eventually because the toy line's in the war. You'd think eventually they'll get there anyways. We have some images of some different covers that are going to be available. Okay, so we have our information on the writer. It'll be Brian Ruckley. It's actually going to come out twice monthly, so it's a bi-weekly book, which I have my thoughts about that. And the two artists, which they do two artists so they can kind of go off of each other week by week. So we have Ron Joseph, and I believe that would be Angel Hernandez would be how he probably pronounces his name. And both artists have been in the IDW universe doing different stuff like Star Trek, Micronauts and stuff like that. So, and I believe Ron Joseph actually did at least one issue of Revolutionaries. So he's even drawn Transformers before. So that's good. And yeah, we have a couple images here of Prime and Megatron looking very much like, well, Megatron looks like his Voyager toy. Prime, might be something a little different going on with that one. And then we also have a cover by Casey. I knew that was Casey Collar as soon as I saw it. I was like, that's amazing.
The way Casey does faces is really distinctive. And if you paid attention to any of his work over the last few years, like immediately that will just stand out to you.
Yep, absolutely. So we finally know what's going on. I believe March is when they're planning on kicking this off. So what we expected, maybe not what I expected more of a war thing, but they're going before, which they've kind of covered, but that continuity, their continuity is gone now. So nothing matters for that anymore.
So basically, it's not like a Clone Wars kind of thing where you kind of know how it's all going to end because you know, watching all this stuff, you've got the clone captains and you've got the Jedi being friends with the clones and all this drama. And it's like, well, we know what's going to happen. All the Jedi is going to die. So it's not going to be that same kind of situation, right?
I'm assuming that...
know, where we know how it all ends.
I'm guessing Nova Prime executes Order 66 and kills all the Autobots. Star Wars humor. Yay. So, thoughts? Anyone?
Yay.
Yeah.
I don't know the pedigree of the writer that's listed in the article, but, like, you know, I'm interested to see how this shapes up for the first few months.
I may give this a shot, but I'm still kind of upset over the ending of, you know,
everything.
The current, well, the recently ended ongoings.
Right.
So I didn't need a reboot. I didn't want a reboot, but I guess I'll give it a try.
Yeah. I mean, that's really all you can do. At least give it a shot and see. And hey, you'll be able to pick up a few issues.
Editorial.
Yes. Yeah. And you'll be able to pick up a few issues.
So quickly, we should still have like a level of quality similar to what we had before in terms of, you know, story structure and stuff, because he is going to be overseeing all that.
Yeah. And Chris Rael came back too. So it's pretty much like it was when things were hitting on all cylinders. So hopefully that'll continue. Now, one thing that was pretty significant for this, a lot of people pointed out, is that Prime looks a lot like the Prime body from the leader Magnus. And I wish Rob had been here, because I know he has discussed previously that he thought that Magnus could easily be retooled in the... Chris, do you remember what Optimus it was?
Cybertron. Prime.
So I would assume maybe that lends a little more credence to that being a possibility. Or we're just going to get a bigger...
Possibly.
Yeah, or a bigger Optimus Prime. Let's hope they don't do that, because... I think we've had bigger Optimus Primes plenty lately. Look, our next news story. Also, a new Optimus Prime coming. This is the studio series.
I'm actually putting together one more new thing that's come up in like the last 20 minutes. So,
okay.
Stall a little.
Sure. Originally we had like a picture of some, the instruction images that showed basically the Optimus from the movie trailers that we've seen. And of course, some people have seen the movie. And then we also got an actual picture of the figure. So it looks like that Studio Series will be in fact doing some of the Cybertron modes. Well, at least this one, I would assume they might do some more.
Jason, can you open links from the Skype chat while you're, streaming? Okay.
Yeah. We're going to go right to it.
Yep.
All right. So this is what Chris gave me here. Let's see. All right, here comes. Oh, package shots.
Yep. First, look at the vehicle mode.
Boy, that looks Cybertronian, huh?
Well, so does Sideswipe.
This is very true. Nice. So, yeah, this is, okay, confirmed, absolutely, which I think we knew that ahead of time, but, they're not even...
If it was a hoax before, it was a really... Someone put a lot of effort behind that for it to be a hoax, so I was pretty sure it was going to be legit.
That would have been an insane Photoshop job for that instruction booklet to look that good and be fake. Like, yeah. I don't know how you could have pulled that off. That would have been amazing. It's kind of got like an IDW-ish type chest from before, if you look at it that way, but it's G1. Mm-hmm. Anyone interested in this?
I am, but, you know, as like an IDW thing.
Yeah. That's how I look at it.
It's another G1 Optimus.
Yeah.
Yay.
It's more G1 than Invasion Mode Optimus. That's what I like,
Don. Don't.
No, it's just, I was hoping, we need something like Generation 2. We need something.
Well, no, we need different. Something like Beast Wars, because Generation 2 was just, again, all those same characters.
But we did get a lot of interesting new, you know, we've talked about GG. I'm just saying, again, this is very Combiner Wars to me, because Matt, you know, you love Combiner Wars, but you said you were getting a lot, of mold and character fatigue.
Everybody was.
Yes. And this is kind of, it's not a mold fatigue issue, because we're getting a lot of molds, which I appreciate. But it's character fatigue, and that's just, I love Optimus, but.
And you're not alone, Don, because I unabashedly love G1, but even I am sick of, at this point, of buying the same characters over and over and over. I have enough Optimus Primes. I have enough Megatrons. I have enough Sideswipes. I have enough Hounds.
Yeah, it's like.
Give me Flywheels. Give me Cog. That stuff is great. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Don, if you really like this Prime, I think you will love the next news article.
Yeah. Well, has it sounded like that? I love this new Prime. Has it?
Clearly, Don. Clearly.
Yeah, I mean, at least with this, I know for sure. Yeah, I don't even need to consider getting Siege, Voyager, Optimus. Now that what we're thinking is going to be the leader one, that the comic is kind of spoiling. If that turns out to be something interesting looking, that might be a different debate altogether. But right now. Yeah, I can probably hold out and just wait for this studio series Optimus to come out, and that'll be my Prime for the year.
Yeah, Siege Prime was the one that if I saw in the store, I was probably almost going to get, because, I mean, look behind my shoulder, I get lots of Optimus Primes. But the studio series one looks like it won't be dirty, which is nice. I don't have to worry about a dirty toy.
Well, and the truck mode won't look stupid either.
Yeah.
Like, you know, everybody takes pictures of Siege Optimus in robot mode and it looks really good, you know, really on model with the cartoon and very impressive looking overall. But it kind of makes you forget what the truck mode looks like. And then every time you see a picture of that, it's like, oh, right, I can't buy that.
Exactly.
But, and, you know, this doesn't seem to have that problem. And it's not like so movie looking that it won't. It's not so movie looking where it will clash with other toys I have if I don't want to put it with the few movie toys I have. It's kind of like Teradive from Hunt for the Decepticons, or, you know, something along that line, where it's got movie styling, but it's also like half classic-y too.
Yeah, I think we give a lot of credit for that. So, and yeah, I think, like you said, it would actually fit in well regardless. So it's got that going for it. So yeah, I'm
maybe not well, but acceptably.
Yeah, I'll take that. And yeah, as Diecast alluded to, we in fact are getting a re-release, a reissue of G1 Optimus Prime sans trailer. No trailer on this one.
Oh boy.
Because that No, it doesn't.
This is the Ironhide in the room. This is the Ironhide in the room.
Beast Wars Ironhide, I think you mean.
I like it because this is the first time it ever was re-released without the trailer.
Okay, but do you know how much this costs, Diecast?
Well, I'm assuming it's going to be hot rod priced at $29.99.
You are incorrect, Diecast.
Yes, sir, Diecast. The actual price of this, which I myself firsthand discovered from using BrickSeek to look up Walmart's inventory data, it is
$49.97. Oh, good. Yeah.
But it comes with two rifles.
It comes with two hands too, so yes. I mean, you know, I guess.
Yeah, no, but no, this should not be more than comes with though.
This should not be more than hot rod.
No, it comes with the fists and it comes with two rifles. That's it. There's no other accessories.
I see when I saw this and I didn't read the article, my thought was, this is about the size of hot rod, so it's got to be the same price point. That's why they did this.
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed, you know, Seeker price point, you know, a little higher than Hot Rod, but
yeah, I was thinking 35 before got the UPC number and went digging. I also was expecting there was probably more accessories hidden in the box where we couldn't see them, but no, there's not. I was thinking at least like that little metal matrix from the New Year's Convoy reissue way back when. Because that's made a few reappearances over the years. Like, you know, there's other stuff they could have put in with it to make it stand out as special other than just that one rifle that does not get frequently reissued. I could put the Megatron gun in there. Starscream had that out recently. You know, like there's things they could have done to make this a little bit more unique, maybe not live up to a $50 price tag, but it would still feel like it was filled out a little bit more than just, you know, Optimus Prime and two guns.
Now, well, hey, I mean, they are giving us Hot Rod for like $13 on Walmart.com. So maybe if this is suggested at 50, we'll get it for 20.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if maybe that UPC wasn't assigned to something else at some point that was a higher price. And you know,
when you plug that in and look, it says GI Optimus Prime, but it's supposed to be G1 Optimus Prime. Like information coming out is correct for this product, unfortunately.
Right, I like how they're teasing us with Ultra Magnus and Shockwave as the base for the photos and some bot-bots in the back. Just get everything all in the shot.
Well, they wanted to show you images of things you wanted.
Yeah.
Right.
So does everyone have a G1 Optimus Prime?
I don't, but I don't care either.
I have six or seven times.
Yeah. I have a few.
Yeah, I have a couple.
So, like, if I was going to get a copy of that mold and I didn't decide to go for Ultra Magnus instead, because to me that would count since it's the same cab mold and just different accessories.
Yeah.
What I would end up doing is probably either tracking down a complete or piecing together a G2 Optimus Prime. Because that's more relevant to my childhood specifically.
Right. Yeah, and actually that reminds me, because I said Siege Optimus Prime is the only one I was probably gonna get. If they do that Arctic Blast Megatron or whatever it's gonna be, that's like an instant pickup for me too, probably. So there's my two Siege figures I might actually get.
Arctic Blast Megatron?
There is a rumor that the the Generation Select series may have a recolor of Siege Megatron in G2 Combat Hero colors.
Ooh.
But there's been.
I would probably pick that up.
Oh, yeah.
As far as I know, there's literally nothing to substantiate that beyond one anecdotal report. So I'm not putting a whole lot of weight into that yet.
And besides, every time we see a Tank Megatron, that always comes out as, hey, they're going to do a G2 Megatron from this. And it
yeah, has but not. There is three different ways they can do G2 Megatron, just limiting it to tanks.
All right, and moving along, Flames Toys has announced some more stuff here. We have upcoming their Furai models, and also their Kuro Kara Curry products, which are the those are the expensive ones.
Yeah.
So let's see, model kit wise, we're going to be getting
There's Drift.
Yep.
Drift, which is the picture that's showing right now.
Yep. So we have a Drift, and then we have G1 Optimus Prime, which again has a little bit of a hip accentuation, if you will.
Yeah, it's in the same style as Starscream, so I mean that kind of follows.
I mean, look, check out his abs. You know, he's like slender and like there's no waist.
Yeah, this is a young Optimus Prime Adventures. Optimus Prime.
I watch nice. That. I would watch that.
Yeah, yeah, I probably would too. And Windblade, and boy, yeah, you can see
their concept art for Windblade.
Yeah, I mean, you can see though that is a trigger face. I will tell you that right now. That is a trigger face.
Trigger body too.
Well, I mean, that was a given, right?
Okay, and when you say trigger face and body, what is that in reference to?
Studio Trigger.
Okay.
A lot of people from the old days of Gainax went on to form their own studio.
Oh, okay. Trigger. Yeah, you say Gainax, and now I know exactly what you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah, that works.
I got you.
Hopefully that Windblade's going to go through some more revisions before they actually, like, lay down steel for it.
Oh, I'm sure.
That's very,
they have a ways to go on that one, so I'm sure they will. And then for the, for the more expensive side of things, we have, well, let's see. So they're going to be doing The Fallen.
The Dreamwave, The Fallen. Movie, The Fallen.
Yeah, it's definitely not the movie Fallen. They're going to do Stealth Bomber Megatron. So they're digging into ongoing series IDW for that.
That does look good, though.
Mm-hmm. They're doing Jetfire Optimus Prime, which,
Jet Powered.
It's really hard to determine what's going to happen, given how they do the silhouette on this. But needless to say, that Prime is going to end up huge inside of all those extra bits.
Yeah, I mean, I assume it's going to work the same way their Star Saber is working, where it's got the saber mode if you strip off all the extra armor. Mm-hmm. But I mean, they're still basically like standard size for this. It's going to be more expensive than Drift and Tarn, probably for sure. But it looks like it's going to be engineering wise pretty much the same thing.
And then finally, we have, oh, yeah, that's right. Don Figueroa Rodimus, also from early around the time of the ongoing series. And this is just a silhouette, so we don't know exactly what it'll look like. But
how do you get Rodimus from that?
By knowing the source material.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Sorry. No, the wings were throwing me off. I was thinking.
Yeah, no, it took me a minute too to actually like put it together and figure out that's what that was supposed to be showing.
Right.
Okay. I was thinking
pipes on the forearms kind of give it away too a little bit.
Okay. I was thinking maybe Sonic Bomber to go with their Star Saber.
Or Sonic the Hedgehog. That's popular now.
And by popular,
creepy. We mean creepy now. anything particular, anyone excited for anything on this?
No. If the Fallen was a lower price point, maybe, but no.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, I'm not a big Drift fan, but I do like the way that Drift looks as far as the proportions. And I do like the way the Drift looks. Windblade, if she turns out to be a little less creepy looking, possibly, because none of the toys seem to have really... The Headmaster version, the Titan Master version, seem to get the closest to what they're trying to get across with this whole... Because obviously she's based on like the Geisha, the Nijiki, the one episode in season 3, Face of the
Nijika.
Thank you. I can never say that word. That kind of motif going on, but you know, something that's not quite as creepy would be nice.
Yeah, I would like to. I'll be interested to see how Windblade ends up, because I wouldn't mind having a Windblade, especially since, like you said, Don, the toys have never quite seemed to capture, you know, what her appearance in the comics and stuff.
Yes, and the way it seems to be going, this won't either.
Well, that's probably true. And I believe I also someone pointed out, I can't remember who it was exactly, because she's on the Casey Collar cover for the new comics, and she looks like one of the few who haven't gone through. I mean, Prowl looks pretty similar too, but there's not really much of a redesign to her. So they're kind of steering away from redesigning her too drastically, it seems, which I think for her, she's been around long enough. I think she could use a little. I don't think it would hurt to revamp it a little bit. So,
I mean, there's not really a need to redesign necessarily, since there's probably not a toy of Windblade coming within the next year or so.
Yeah.
They just don't need to put her in a pre-Cybertron War comic. I just don't think she fits, but.
Well, I mean, new continuity, they could be doing away with the colonies and stuff. So I think she's just going to be, even though I know in Cyberverse, she does reference Kamenus, but we'll see. Just like we'll see in 2020 at Walmart, G1 reissue Astro Train. So Astro Train won I believe it was an Instagram poll that we were talking about last week. And he's 2 years off. Well, a year off at this point. And I think that's because now we know we're getting Optimus Prime next year.
Yeah, so based on what Optimus Prime costs, I'm going to assume this will be like $85.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
And there's been two re-releases of him so far, right? Like, we had Safety Colors a few years ago.
And Realistic Shuttle Colors.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What I hope they're going to do, and I think this is probably the low-hanging fruit, is that we get the E-Hobby cartoon colors, because that E-Hobby exclusive, the last time I looked at it, was still fairly outrageous. Truly, truly outrageous. Because I was at BotCon and saw one sold for $300 to the guy next to me at the time. And he just handed over $300 bills and he walked off and he was ecstatic to get that cartoon color. Because I've got the white and black Astro Train. That's the one I never had. I've got my original G1 Astro Train. Never got Safety Astro Train. I'm always meant to, just never did. So I'm hoping we get the cartoon color, the E-Hobby version, in this Walmart reissue. Because those are some nice colors on there.
Yeah, that would be a nice different take on it. So I wouldn't have a problem with that either. And let's see. We have more images of Siege Ultra Magnus and Shockwave. Also some Studio Series stuff.
This is the same event that the reissue Optimus Prime came out of.
Right. So if you want to see more images of Ultra Magnus and some upcoming figures, here they are. I just those shins with the dirt nowhere else.
I keep trying to tell myself. I'm like, I'm trying to tell myself I like that Ultra Magnus, but I'm not sure.
If it helps,
you can try to remind yourself that it's like barely a head taller than Optimus Prime when it's in its armored mode.
Yeah, I noticed that.
And another $50 toy.
Yeah.
Now, the only real saving grace is that at least when he's armored up, there's, and this is really stretching for a good thing to say, that at least there's more terrible weathering to take your eyes away from his shins, but
you're not wrong.
That's, you know, I mean, that's a horrible, terrible thing to point out, that there's more battle damage, but at least it's more uniformly bad than just splotchy bad.
Yeah, I really think I'm going to pass on this Ultra Magnus.
And that makes me sad. It makes me really, really sad. Because I love the Car Robots homage of the cab mode.
Yeah, that was me. It's just because I was looking forward to getting this Magnus when we first saw it. It's like, it looks like he went through a really cheap car wash and they missed half the stuff.
You know what else is kind of a little bit weird? From the one photo, it looks like they gave him a slight smile. And I'm like, that's not Ultra Magnus. Like, he never smiled. He should be a stern face.
Why is Ultra Magnus smiling? It's an unsolved mystery.
do we have anybody with anything positive to say about Ultra Magnus to kind of balance this out a little bit?
I like the vehicle mode. The full vehicle mode looks nice.
Yeah,
I'll be positive $50 for not buying it.
Yeah,
because I tried because
there's more good things to say about Shockwave.
Shockwave does look
nice. Oh yeah, I'm thrilled by Shockwave. Shockwave looks like a good, you know, Voyager Shockwave that also has option parts to do wacky things with, you know, combining them together, and also turns it into a really bitchin' space battleship.
And imagine when you throw Cog and Six Gun and Brunt on there.
I don't know. I mean, there is the upside down spaceship mode diecast. You're right about that, but you add on the extra parts, then it becomes a bitchin'. Well, no, he's a spaceship, obviously. Oh, yeah. It becomes a bitchin' battleship. And like, I love me some, like, you know, really cool spaceships.
Hey, look, someone actually held the submarine mode upside down.
He looks happy about it too.
That's against the law, and that person is now in jail.
Actually, I heard he was just executed. It was so sad.
did they use a submarine?
Yes.
Now,
torpedo squad.
Now, one thing about the pictures at the end is also another picture. I'm not sure we've seen these. Is the World War II Bumblebee in his? I'm sure that has an actual official tank car mode.
Well, I believe it's an armored scout car.
Okay, I wasn't sure, but that's the first time I've seen those pictures, and that looks pretty interesting.
Those eyes really stick out. Holy cow. Staring into your soul.
Well, see, they still have all those vats of AllSpark Blue of paint
from
the Power Core combiners, so that they have to use it where they can to get rid of that paint.
They should do this in the Murder Bee deco. Like, I want to see that come back again, and this seems like a good mold to use that on.
Yeah, for a second, I thought that cannon he had was Dispensor's, like, arm cannon that from the Japanese release. Like, he was, like, shooting cans of Mountain Dew at the Nazis or something.
There you go. And, yeah, like now, I said...
Someone says SSWW2B is not the best name.
No. Sounds like a TV manufacturer named him. Yeah, and then a couple Studio Series items and MPM Ironhide. So that's what we had. Shockwave. See, I want to get Shockwave too, but the pictures, the flash on the pictures always throws me off, because I'm not sure if the coloring is, you know, the same as it is or as bad as I think it is for like Ultra Magnus and stuff, or if it's just the flash really doing a number on it. So that'll be one to see in hand to really get a good feel for. And so again, I'd maybe, like these to show up in the store.
Yeah, and maybe the Magnus won't be as bad in person, because I mean
it'll be taller in person.
Yeah.
Well, you know, again, I'm not trying to be negative, you know, be a negative Nancy. It's just
maybe, can't help it though.
I know. Yeah, it's second nature, but you know, I'm just saying maybe in person.
That's the first damage, nature, Don. That's just me. Sorry.
Hey, like I said, I'm all about Studio Series Cybertron Optimus. So, hey, good things coming eventually sometime. And let's see. So the final item we have here, Toy World Christmas Exhaust, unofficial Legends scale figure.
I love this so much. I was
so taken with this. He emailed me at 11:30 at night.
And I didn't know who was working. And I like, I pre-ordered this before they actually showed the deco, and it was just a basic white figure with a Santa hat on it. And I was like, I don't understand what this is going to be, but it looks crazy, and I'm pre-ordering it. And then I saw the actual color photos of it, and I instantly emailed Rob, Chris, and Jack from T-Formers, and I was like, oh my God, I love this so much. Because I didn't know who was working, and I knew someone would post it.
Yeah, so at first I thought they were just using the exhaust paint layouts on this and replacing everything with Christmas theme stuff. But no, while they have done that with about half of it, there's still like half of its cigarette markings left on too. So it is simultaneously a holiday message and also an endorsement of smoking.
I love it so much. I can't wait for mine to come in.
It's like, if I had Gokai Christmas, I would put this on a shelf right beside of him. And it'd be the only two figures that I would have in that entire theme is like Christmas theme figures. And it would be, I mean, it's
it kind of fell apart at the end, didn't it, Don?
Yeah. but it is nice to see Toy World getting into the Legends game. You know, maybe that'll be a good niche for them.
Go ahead.
I was going to say Toy World has a new designer, so all this stuff that they're starting to get into, I believe, is because of the new designer. And I don't know whose choice it was to do this, but I love it. Yeah.
Well, you know, Toy World's been having some problems lately with there was all those issues with IP and people saying this, people saying that. I'm not going to talk about that because I don't know all the details, and I'm not going to, you know, speak badly of a situation I don't understand. But If with Legend figures being so popular, especially with Iron Factory really hitting out of the park on so many of their Legend figures.
Magic Square's been doing great work.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So I think we're going to be seeing, sort of like in the Transformers continuity, where we start seeing downsizing to MicroMasters and stuff, you're going to be seeing a lot more Legend-scale product coming out, because it's especially when mainline stuff keeps going up and up. You're basically getting a mainline toy with, in some ways, better engineering, or at least characters you wouldn't get from the mainline for the same money or not much more. Like, I mean, you know, the Steel Lucifer, which was the Nova Prime.
Oh yeah.
That Ultra Mag, the Magic Square Ultra Magnus. Now, did we talk about the Magic Square Optimus? Was that last week, or was it going to be on this week's show? We talked about the video.
That's
on T-Formers this week, Don.
Okay, way to spoil it.
Sorry.
Read the show notes.
No, I've seen a lot of Don doesn't seem to read the show notes in advance. He seems to just like follow along as the show goes on. Maybe like Don doesn't want to be spoiled, but he's fine with, you know, spoiling everybody else for what's coming up in the show. I've seen a lot of the Toy World Legend scale Wheeljack like prototype pictures and stuff, because they've been working on this for several months now.
Yeah.
And like, I like what I see in terms of the engineering and how the design looks in terms of its sculpting and everything. If I was collecting Legend stuff, third party Legend stuff, if nothing else, I would totally be down for the actual exhaust version of this. Although the holiday exhaust is also like really hilarious. And if it was cheaper, yes, I'd probably get one of those too, just for spite. I'm not sure who I'd be spiting with that, except maybe my own finances, but you know, whatever works.
It would be your
wallet. You know what I really like about this is because I'm not allowed to have Transformers upstairs. But this is Christmas themed, so I can put this out as a Christmas decoration.
Well played, sir.
But you won't get it to like when, next year?
No, they actually are out. So mine is in shipment. I probably won't get it till after Christmas, just because of where it ships from. But I will have this in like 2 weeks probably.
I really like it. So I'm right there with everyone. I was like, Christmas colors. That's pretty cool.
And I didn't realize like the numbers, like it's got 1225 on the doors.
Yeah, right. Oh, you didn't notice that?
Well, not initially. I just thought they were replaced. I noticed the different colors and the thumbnail. You actually did a really nice job when you posted it, because you posted bigger photos than what I saw.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I got like thumbnail views and I couldn't make out a lot of the details.
Okay,
and,
that makes sense.
Yeah, your photos are really nice.
Let's see. 2 weeks like shipping, thumbnail photos. I can't imagine where you ordered it from, Diecast.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
Oh, I was going to say it says Merry Christmas all over, and it, they still leave the Marlboro on the front of it, too, yep. Which is like, poking. We're going to poke him as much as we can.
Jingle bells.
Yeah, that's a big old middle finger.
Yeah, pretty much. All right. So now is a good time. We're going to thank Amazon. So if you go to tfradio.net/Amazon, you can do your shopping. There's still enough time. If you have last second gifts, if you still need to buy for some people, there is still time. If you order now, you should be okay.
Prime.
Huh? Oh, yes.
If you have Amazon Prime, and if you don't have Amazon Prime, you can sign up for a free 30-day trial. If you haven't had one in the last year or so, at tfradio.net/prime, I believe, and that will also kick some money back toward us.
Yeah. So if you're in trouble, if you're thinking, oh man, I got to get something like fast, and you don't want to go to the mall because, or, you know, Walmart, God, stay away from Walmart the next few days. Ooh. Do what Chris said, sign up for Prime, buy something. And several cast members have their own wish list too. So if you, I know tfradio.net/Chris list is one. Is Rob's Rob list?
Clay list,
yes. And anyone else?
Oh, yeah, Massey attack.
Massey attack. But you know, I don't think any of the rest of us really got
vanity URLs yet.
No.
Well, there's Jason list, but my, that would just be wrong for me to throw that out.
Mine's not vanity; it's survival. There's a difference.
See, that was the thing. I wasn't thinking gifts. I wasn't in the survival mindset for you, Don. So save Don's life. tfradio.net/Massey attack.
Even if you don't need to send last minute gifts, it's worth signing up for Amazon Prime for over the holidays, because you can get all of Frasier on Amazon Prime Video for free.
I mean, you got time off. I can think of worse ways to spend my time.
Yeah, like with family.
Yeah. Okay, Chris, but is it Frasier or should they watch Perfect Strangers? If Perfect Strangers is it, which one should they
watch? That's not on Prime, though.
No, you have to get Hulu to watch Perfect Strangers, unfortunately.
Oh.
Although I'm shaking fire. Yeah. You can find a free trial of that, but doesn't help us. So go for Prime and watch Frasier.
Well, when Kilby starts getting some more free time down the line, we'll have to talk to him about getting affiliate stuff for other streaming services.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And if you also go to
and then in the middle of your Transformers podcast, you'll suddenly start hearing pushes for Crunchyroll.
Which reminds me, I have to sign up for Funimation so I can watch Gridman. Anyways, tfradio.net/shirts, where you can go ahead and pick up our lovely shirt designs. Thank you, John DeLuna, for all the great work you did with that. And the Detolf Club. Oh my God, the Detolf Club. I still have to get one of those.
Yeah, and many designs that have been in the pipeline.
Right now. It's John on the spot this week. How are those other shirt designs coming along that were finalized like months ago and still haven't appeared on the store?
They're in the queue. I don't know what is wrong with the shirt sickle. But don't take our store down.
Stick and throw it at them.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Can we put it in the queue again?
Well, tell the queue they're causing us discord.
Because Don, the Titoff shirt got posted in like less than a week.
Did it?
Yeah, like.
Interesting.
Yeah. So maybe try resubmitting one of the other ones and see if it actually pops up.
I guess.
Yeah, maybe.
I'll do that. Take 2 seconds.
So. Yeah. Well. Yeah, maybe just try one at a time, though, so they don't think we're like, you know, spamming with repeat designs and take our store away.
Mm-hmm. Or they might look and go, oh, we never approved those. Yeah. Come on. Let's go ahead and put those through. All right. So moving on. Hey, Chris, do you want to take, even though we've kind of already discussed it, what's on T-Formers this week?
Yeah, Don kind of spoiled this earlier, but this week on T-Formers, we have a video of really cool stop motion animation. I love toy stop motion stuff. This is Magic Square's Masterpiece Scale Optimus Prime, and they also use this then to kind of tease a Legend Scale one they're working on, too. It's about 2 minutes long, and it's definitely worth checking out. It's really well made.
And there's a basketball in it, so, you know.
So even Kilby should love that.
Yeah.
I was actually impressed with how flexible their legend scale figures look from how they're shown in this video.
They're incredible. They are really, really articulate.
I hope their masterpiece scale thing is like equally well designed.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I really have hope for their Masterpiece Prime, because their legend scale stuff is just absolutely incredible. Yeah.
Now, Chris, I wanted to ask you a question about this. You've watched this video. You and Rob are the toy detectives for a reason. You notice a lot of stuff that, I'll be honest, I'm more of a surface detail, gut feeling kind of person. I'm not very good at sitting down and analyzing a video or something for things. How much of, I know MP10 basically has colored the transformation for a lot of Optimuses since it came out. Is this transformation that close to MP10 from what I'm seeing? Have you noticed any
MP10? So I don't know how MP10 transforms.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that. I'm sorry. I'm just wondering. Do you see
masterpiece guy?
Yeah, but do you see anything in here that is like new to the table that just sort of sticks out to you?
Nothing's jumping out at me in that regard. I mean, like you say, I think a lot of Optimus Prime transformations, even at larger scales and complexities like this, I don't think there is a lot of new science to be had here. Now, of course, it doesn't rule out somebody coming along and just like being completely off the wall, out of the box, and, you know, blowing us away with some new concept nobody would have conceived of before. We've had those moments before, basically coincide between third party and Hasbro stuff, when Fans Project Quadruple U and Beast Hunters Predaking, the Voyager Predaking, both did the same thing to turn legs into hindquarters and tail. And, you know, that was like parallel development, because they were being made at the same time and came out at about the same time. There wouldn't have been any like crosstalk probably for one to lift the idea from the other. So, I mean, you know, stuff like that happens where somebody has this brilliant idea and then it just seems like, that's so obvious. Why didn't I think of that before? But for the most part, I would expect this to still just kind of, you know, follow one of the established tracks.
Yeah, because I think that's one, and I'll be honest, I wound up ordering MP 44 again. I wasn't going to until I saw the Amazon Japan price with that cheap shipping, like you mentioned last week. And I figured I'm not going to get it much cheaper than that. And it gives me almost a year to save up for it. So, but I think it's the transformation that I saw in that instruction manual that looks so different. That it's really refreshing on, like, the entire sides of the truck go into the legs.
Yeah, and that seems to all be in service of just hiding the wheels and then making that awkward, quarter circle shape that Optimus Prime's calves have in the cartoon, which is one of the things I actually hate about that masterpiece design, because I want it to look more like a toy. But that's why Masterpiece is largely not for me, at least in the G1 realm. And the Beast Wars stuff, I'm thrilled to have it actually look accurate to the cartoon design. So I'm just kind of a bundle of mixed messages here.
Yeah. So, I hope everybody checks out the video. It's just, I was hoping for something, because a lot of their legend stuff is really unique on the transformations. So, like, Magic Square's Ultra Magnus is just, it blows me away with the kind of engineering they've got in that figure. That's so different than every other Ultra Magnus that I've seen. But this Prime is just giving me kind of like a very MP10 kind of nothing, you know.
I think with legend scale stuff, there's still a lot of room for experimentation and innovation to find ways to make the stuff that's that small work in better and better ways, to get both satisfying vehicle and robot out of the little bit of material and few moving parts compared to something masterpiece scale. Like, there's more of a challenge in that, and you can exercise a little bit more creativity, where when you've got something masterpiece size and you need it to get all smooth and like completely change shapes and stuff, like, yeah, you might have a lot more to work with, but you've also got a more of a limitation, because you've got this specific aesthetic that you're going for because you can, rather than trying to make both sides work in service of the engineering that's possible and extrapolating out from there, if that makes any sense.
Oh, it does. Plus the fact that you know what works at that scale for this character, why reinvent the wheel? You know, completely,
pretty much,
you know, completely 100%. I get it. I guess yeah. I was hoping for something more unique from this, but I do want to see what the final product looks like for sure.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Also on T-Formers, it's not in the show notes. I just want to mention this real quick. Robot Kingdom put up pre-orders for Siege Wave 2, so we have some of the case breakdowns.
Oh.
And Six Gun will be coming out as part of Wave 2. It's Ironhide, Chromia, Six Gun, and Prowl. It looks like they're evenly packed in Wave 2. So no word on leaders for Wave 2 yet, but we do have some of that information.
I just want Studio Series Sideswipe.
I just want, like, you know, six guns so I can make a 36 gun.
I mean, that works. I just want Don to tell us what's on the network this week.
Well,
won't take long.
You know, ask and you shall receive. What's Woo! On the network this week? RPG Less Learned, episode 85. And I'm going to butcher this.
Shalelu
Askew Pathfinder. When the guys report back to Shalu about the elementals, something seems off.
Like Don's pronunciation of that name, which is fine because I wouldn't have got it right either.
I only know it because I've heard Dusty say it how many times at this point. So that's the only way I knew.
I don't know how many times.
A lot.
I don't listen to that podcast because I'm not into the like tabletop thing. And I don't really listen to podcasts anyway. So, you know.
Well. I keep hoping we can find time to go back to the worlds of animated Dungeons and Dragons because I enjoyed being Presto.
Keep bugging Brian about that, and you know maybe something can get set up.
Brian has a lot more on his plate right now than that.
Yes, but if you keep bugging him, it will stay on his mind, and then when he's able to actually do something about it, maybe he will, but probably not.
And if you bug him enough, we might hear him say this:
"Don, what's wrong with you?"
That was supposed to be for if you made a bad pun tonight, but you didn't. So I was disappointed. I had to use it at some point. Diecast, you didn't have any reviews this week, did you?
It's sad you have that ready queued up to go. it's like you expect all my puns are not bad. They're classics waiting to be. There's a difference.
Sure.
Meanwhile, I'm just sitting here surprised that you didn't have a bad pun this week. You came close. There was a couple points where I like was face palming at you.
Yep.
But what you do that all the time for everything, so I really can't tell the difference anymore.
I mean, that's true.
No, I didn't have anything this week.
Okay.
but you are doing a review on your Llewellyn Optimus, right? You will be doing a review, right?
I don't think he can get it in camera.
Yeah.
He can review the foot.
Okay, so you're going to do your reviews. Like the guy released the pictures of the figures, like the video reviews of the foot and then the leg and then the ankle, then the waist, and then you'll be sort of going up the body.
I mean, yeah, that could work. All right. Well, remember, you can find this episode at tfradio.net/601. And from there, you can also view the show notes for this episode. Don't forget our voice line. That is 931-99-GOBOT, 931-994-6268. And let's see, we also have, our social network plugs. So we have Twitter at TF Radio. Facebook is facebook.com/TF Radio. Instagram, we are TF Podcast. You can find Rob at Robo Rob Springer and also at zonebase.org. And we're also twitch.tv/TF Radio. And Don, where can everyone find you?
I can be reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4 EBR.
All right. Diecast, since you're not busy right now.
You can find me behind this Optimus Prime or on Twitter at Diecast2 and also on Facebook at Reviews by Diecast. And my reviews can be found on tfradio.net/reviews.
All right. And in your local carpool lane, because now you can carpool because you have a toddler in there with you.
Oh, yeah.
Matt, are you anywhere this week?
No.
Okay. Chris?
At Melvar, 3 L's, 2 R's.
Chris, how about you? Anywhere else other than playwithphotography.com?
Does anywhere else matter?
I don't know that it does, sir.
So I have updated playwithphotography.com this week, actually this very evening, doing a slightly experimental content. I've put up a small gallery. I'm calling them mega micro galleries because they're mega constructs micro figures, and they're smaller than my typical galleries. I've got one up for Specialist Outrider, which I was showing earlier, some of the compound bow. And that's like single digits worth of photos, but they're good photos, so you should go check that out. And I do have a Patreon at patreon.com/chrisrtxv. That's linked from playwithphotography.com. And if you go and pledge the Patreon right now, you can get early access to two more Mega Micro galleries, which will not go live for the public until sometime this weekend.
Awesome.
And then in general, I'm on Twitter at chrisrtxv. I'm selling things, and I, you know, post useful like Transformers deals and stuff. I watched like the Hasbro Toy Shop listings in case the $10 deluxes come back, even though I know they won't, and Amazon deals and stuff like that. So, you know, most of the time it's worth checking what I'm up to.
Yeah,
here and there.
He does it for you, everyone. He does it for you, everyone.
Well, it's also partly self-serving, but yeah, that's not important right now.
And if you're watching video, you can actually watch John DeLuna's lips move as he tells you where you can find him at.
Wow. Ooh, here I go. Here I go. Still that John D everywhere.
Woo!
Nice. Just like riding a bike.
That's right. All right. I'm pretty sure next week is the year in review show, unless something changes. So look forward to that, everyone. And until next week.
If it's not next week, it'll be some other week.
So until then, everyone, we will see you next time.
See you, everybody.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show since 1999. 100% girlfriend free since 1999.